Well, our next story involves a 300-metre cliff face, a cray fisherman, a rescue operation through rough seas, and one very lucky dog in Hawke's Bay. Hercules the sheepdog was with his shepherdess at Tautane Station on Sunday when he fell partway down the cliff edge. To take up the story now is Richard Kibblewhite. Kia ora, Richard.
Kia ora, how are you doing?
Well, look, I'm really good, mate. Tell us what happened. So Hercules fell down the cliff edge. What happened next?
Oh, he was chasing sheep. He was mustering. Carolyn was mustering, and the team were mustering at Tautane Station. And anyway, good old heading dog chased. And I'm the neighbour, you know. So Carolyn told me the story of how he got down there. I'm just the guy with the boat that went around to help get him, you know. So yeah, he chased the sheep off the cliff edge, and it's pretty steep. You can't walk up and down it. What happened? And then they rang up, and you know, as were neighbours, and said, "Oh, can we get out?" And I said, "Oh, the sea's a bit rough. We'll just hang on a day or so." And they would check on him every day. And
so he was there for how many days?
Yeah, 2 days. We got him on, after 2 days. Yeah. So he was everybody's pretty happy to get him. So these shepherds, their dogs are just their right hand man, you know.
Yeah.
And Carolyn's got 6 of them.
Wow.
And this is her top dog.
Oh, she wouldn't want to lose Hercules. So there was absolutely no way of him getting back up the cliff or them.
No.
Right.
No.
So what did you do? What did you do, Richard?
So they rung up. My brother-in-law knows James. James runs the station. It's a big station, 10,000 acre station on Cape Jernigan. And my brother-in-law knows James really well. And he's going, "Oh, can your crayfisher brother go out in the boat and get our dog off the shore, and how can we do it?" So we got together and had a bit of a chit chat on the phone, and the tide was right yesterday to get out, and the swell had dropped enough so if we put a swimmer in the water he could get to the shore, because the waves just dump on the beach and
right.
And the cliffs go straight up from the shoreline. There's no sandy beach or anything. So and James, he's about 30-odd, young fella. He runs the farm. He's the swimmer. He said, "I'm a surfer. I'll put my wetsuit on," and brought his fins over and put a little rope around his middle with the dog clip on the end. And so we hatched a plan, and away we went.
What was the reunion like? So he, James, got to Hercules, right?
Well, we had to find him because the cliff edge is about 3 or 4, you know, the cliffs are quite a few miles long. And when the farmers look down from top, they know where they are. But we're on a boat and they're looking up 1,000 feet up and going, "Oh, maybe it's there. No, maybe it's there." And then finally they go, "Oh, that little black dot, which looked the size of a fingernail up the top there, 2/3 of the way up." And so Carolyn... So we drove in a little bit closer, but there were a few waves coming in, so we couldn't go too close. Anyway, Carolyn put out a whistle, a dog whistle, as a good shepherd does, and we saw the dog turn around and look down, and she called him out, "Hercules," and blow me down, he started running down the cliff.
Oh, my goodness.
He just ran, I don't know, 200 metres down these steep. You and I could not walk up these cliffs.
Oh, my goodness. And he ran down them. We've only got like a minute and a half. What was the reunion like?
Oh, it's pretty good. The swim out was a job because there's waves and, you know, they're getting crashed on and all that sort of stuff. But when Hercules got about halfway out to the boat, he realised, Carolyn, he really clicked and he thought, "Right, I'm getting to that boat." So the swimmer was doing backstroke and Hercules was following on the rope. And then Hercules ended up getting in front of the swimmer wanting to get to the boat.
Oh, my gosh. He was keen to get home and probably a jolly good feed. Someone has just asked, what happened to the sheep that Hercules was chasing off the cliff?
Yep. Sheep's still there.
Oh, okay.
Sheep's still there on the cliff. We've seen sheep live on those cliffs for years. So hopefully... there's little patches of grass, and there's been goats on the cliffs as well. But The sheep will survive, and hopefully he'll go to one end of the cliff, and then we'll be able to get the farmer will be able to get him one way or another.
Oh, brilliant! Yeah. Well, a wonderful, happy ending to this story, Richard. You're an amazing team effort, hey? And Hercules is safe, ready to round up a few more flocks.
Well, I asked Carolyn today. He's out in the paddock. I said, "How's Hercules today?" And she goes, "He refused to stay at home. He's out."
Yeah, brilliant.